The Birth of NIB, 1938 to 1939. In 1938, Representative Carolyn Love Godwin O'Day and Senator Robert F. Wagner, both from New York, co-sponsor the Wagner-O'Day Act. President Franklin D. Roosevelt signs the act into law. On August 10, 1938, NIB is incorporated, and Chester C. Kleber becomes the organization's first general manager. In NIB's first full year, people who were blind produced nearly 350,000 wet mops, more than 50,000 corn brooms, 589 deck swabs, 126 sanitary swabs, and nearly 3,000 cocoa mats. This generates $220,000 in government sales and creates steady jobs for hundreds of people who are blind. Pictures of Representative O'Day, Senator Wagner, President Roosevelt, and Chester Kleber are included in this section of the timeline.